It is time for another award-winning edition of the award-winning podcast, The Square and the Round. The Square here, Chris Kelly. There's the Round, B.B. Shane.
What's going on, man? How are you?
You just walked in here with a little something, didn't you?
I know.
Here's how bad my eyesight is. You came in with a four-pack of what looks like soda. It turns out to be, you said it was... It's like one of these seltzers with a Delta 9.
With Delta 9 in it, yes.
Which is a marijuana product.
Sort of. They call it diet weed.
Okay.
Yes.
So you've got that. Yes. And I look over at it and I say, oh, look at the flavor. It's Legal Blaze. No, that's Lemon Razz.
Lemon Razz.
Close. Legal Blaze
up in
here. You
got the L-E and the Z, right? That's about it.
So. It's like one of those tests where you put your... I just did that. You know, I'm going to get contacts, I think.
Good for you. First time ever?
Yeah. My wife sent me to the... I was mentioning this the other day. My wife sent me to the eye doctor because she was worried about my vision. I just wear readers, you know.
Yeah,
and so I went and they prescribed me with bifocals without the line. They're called graduated bifocals.
Uh-huh.
She said it would help me with the computer, with the phone, even the TV, even driving. Wear glasses all the time. My wife and I go to Costco to get the glasses. We wind up having a big fight because I'm just not in it. My headspace is not there. I'm not there yet.
You don't want to shop or you just don't want to deal with it?
I think I don't want to deal with it. And I think somehow it makes me feel old to get glasses.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I got you.
It shouldn't. I mean, you know, come on. It just does. I hate change. You know how I am.
Yeah, I got you.
You know how stuck in my ways
I am.
You pointed that out a million times.
We're all getting older, though, man. You just got to embrace it.
But you know what? No matter what. So you talk about embracing. So just a moment ago, just before you came in the room.
Yeah.
I called the eye doctor and said, instead of glasses, let's go contacts.
Yeah, okay.
And so I'm going there tomorrow to get another, have another appointment to fit me for contacts. Mm-hmm. And if I can do those, then I think I'd really like it because I'd have them all the time and not have the glasses on.
Okay.
We'll see.
I might have glaucoma. Haven't got that squared
away. That's right. That'll help.
This is why I'm drinking it.
That Legal Blaze will help you with that.
Delta 9 helped me with that.
Plus, I just stuck my foot in my mouth with B.B. Shea a moment ago. We had a dear friend get married over the weekend.
Yes.
And the way he did it was he sent out wedding invitations for the wedding itself, which was in a church. And then some people got invitations to the reception, which was at a beautiful country club. I didn't get that invitation, just to the church.
Uh-huh.
But if you only got an invitation to the wedding, you didn't even have to RSVP.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I asked B.B. Shea, I said, well, did you go to the wedding? And he said, well, I didn't get an invitation to either.
Didn't get an invitation to either.
Well, don't I feel like the butthole?
I mean, you didn't know.
That movie, A Few Good Men?
There's a scene in that movie where Tom Cruise's character goes to Jack Nicholson. And Nicholson says, is your dad so-and-so? And his dad was this great lawyer. He said, yeah, it is. And he goes, well, how is your dad, Danny? And he's like, well, he died 7 years ago. And Jack Nicholson says, well, don't I feel like the effing a-hole? Which is exactly how I feel today.
Yeah, I mean,
how was the wedding? Yeah. Oh, I didn't go. Oh, you didn't go to the wedding. I didn't go either.
You didn't go either.
This is really bad to admit. I like the guy a lot. Yeah, he's married. I'm sure his wife is great. I've never met her. And it was a 4 o'clock wedding on a Saturday, and I was just so comfortable on my couch, and I just did not get up to go to that wedding. Isn't that terrible?
Well, listen, man, I get it. It's hard to do anything these days, you know.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect to make the cut for the invitation list. I'm not mad about it. I love him to death. He's a great dude. I just didn't, you know.
I planned on going.
Didn't expect to make
I
the
planned
cut.
On going at about 3 o'clock. I just turned and said, I'm just not
I got
going.
You.
I just could not get motivated. Isn't that horrible?
It's a whole deal. You got to. It's a wedding
deal.
Is a whole deal.
It's
thing.
A deal.
It's a whole
more than just even going out. I don't want to go to the grocery store.
Because you got to get dressed up, you know.
Yeah.
You got to prepare to cry.
Exactly.
You know.
Do you like A Few Good Men? Do you like that movie?
I haven't seen it all the way through.
That is a movie. Okay. We're doing today what's called Guilty Pleasures as our top five.
Yes.
And that movie, I wouldn't call it a guilty pleasure because I think a lot of people like it.
You're right. Yeah.
Okay, it did well. That is probably the most complicated relationship I have with a movie.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't think the acting is good. I don't think there are certain characters like Demi Moore didn't even need to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very linear. There's no real surprise in it I ever see. And yet, I really like it. I don't know what it is about it that I really like.
I have movies like that too. Like nothing crazy happens.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't see it all the way through, but there's just ones that are driven by the dialogue, and I'm okay with it.
Many times I've made the case that it's not a good movie, and yet every time I see it on TV, I watch it.
Yeah. Like Boyhood. We've had discussions about the movie Boyhood.
Yeah, I hated that.
Yeah, you hate the movie. Nothing really exciting happens. I love it, though.
Yeah.
I love it, and I understand the argument against it.
Yes.
Because nothing crazy happens. It's kind of a boring movie.
It is.
But I absolutely love it. I love it.
The idea of it was to go back. That was an interesting movie because they shot it over like 10 years.
Right.
As a real boy grew up, and every year or every 2 years, they'd go back and get a part of his
life. And the way it's shot, it's covering like big moments in his life. Graduation, parents getting divorced. Relationships, things like that.
Let me tell you, when you get to a certain age, I'll give a little way of the movie here too. The mom, see, she raises the baby. The starts the kid is really young, and she raises him, of course. And they do it over 10 years, and now he's like, you know, 18 or 19 or whatever. And she goes, "Well, the next big thing for you is I'm going to die."
Yeah.
And that's, let me tell you, my kid's in college. Yeah. My second one's a freshman in high school. That's how you start to feel.
That's how you feel about that.
Yeah. The next big event. Well, I've got weddings for them.
Well, yeah, your daughter going to college. That's going to be big.
Yeah.
You know, and then the weddings. And then after that, it's like,
well, you're just waiting then.
Yeah.
You're just in the waiting room. So you better make the most of
it. Yeah. Are you going to do anything to maybe like try to spice up your life once you're an empty nester?
I've just been thinking about that lately because. Like, over the weekend, like, I didn't go to that wedding, as you know.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, I just sort of sat around, or Sunday, I just sat around all day. And I'm literally to the point where my back's getting sore. I'm like, boy, I really need to do something, you know? And I do a lot. I mean, I get up and...
Yeah, I mean, you're active. It's not like you're sedentary or anything.
No, but yet, I feel like if, like, once you get to be an empty nester or retired or whatever, you got to really plan some stuff to do, or you just get... But
you're in a good position. You know, you and your wife are in good health.
I like to travel.
Yeah, exactly. I think you guys will take that opportunity to do that, hopefully.
Yeah, I've never been one to say that I've got to see this or that. But now here's
the thing. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, you kind of said you feel bad for not going to the wedding, which I understand.
Yeah.
And nothing against our friend, but... Didn't it feel amazing to just not go?
Oh, it was great.
Wasn't it the greatest feeling ever?
Yes, it was a beautiful day.
I hate the fact that we have to lie to ourselves, that we feel bad about not doing anything.
Yeah, I felt fantastic.
It's amazing. This past weekend, I didn't do anything. And it was amazing.
It's a good thing. But I just feel like, you know, as you get to my age and you look, I mean, retirement down the road.
Yeah.
And I think if I have every single day like that, I got to do something.
Yeah.
But I've never said like, I need to go see the Eiffel Tower or whatever. I just don't need to do that. But I do need to do something.
Maybe you'll feel motivated in several
years. Well, I like your idea of going to different ballparks.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
I'm kind of happy I'm doing that now.
Now. Yeah. Get it done. Right. Yeah. That's a pretty cool idea. This is about weddings, too. I saw that this was something that only really rich people or really poor people do. They both do it, but for different reasons. One is getting married in their backyard. A really rich person could do it at their like palatial estate, and then a really poor person does it because they got nowhere else they can't pay.
And it saves money.
Yeah, it saves a lot of money.
Yeah.
Exactly. The other thing was driving extremely old cars.
You know all about that.
I know
though,
all about
don't
that.
You?
Yeah. I drive an extremely old car, or being drunk at noon if you're really rich, or you're really poor.
What else better? You could be
drunk at noon, and the last one. Caring for exotic animals is the exclusive hobby of the very wealthy or the very poor with little in between.
Ooh.
If you have like an elephant, you're either extremely or a tiger or something. Did you watch Tiger King?
Dude. That was a pivotal moment of the pandemic.
I saw I saw people describing the pandemic. I think I was reading on Reddit, and they were like, describe the pandemic in one or two words, and one person said Tiger King.
That was like the big thing. Mm-hmm. That and The Last Dance, the Jordan documentary, like the big things that happened. Because I remember the man sitting right here,
he was big on that.
He was like, y'all got to watch Tiger King.
Yeah.
And we're like, I'm not going to watch it. Then everybody watched it, turned into a phenomenon.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, it was such a great... I watched it recently.
I got through the first like two or three episodes, and it was too white trash for me.
By the time
I got, I was like, I don't care about this.
Isn't it crazy that people, like, I think it really kind of opens your eyes to... There are people who just live weird lifestyles.
Oh, my God, yes.
Just vastly different lifestyles.
I think more and more than I ever realized.
Yes, and I know that's such a naive thing to say, but stuff like that really opens your eyes to it.
Oh, God, yeah. He's
like
living
that
on
dude,
a tiger.
And he was happy.
Oh, yeah.
He lived the most dramatic-filled, crime-ridden lifestyle, and he couldn't have been happier.
Yes, and I thought to myself, this is who lives like... Well, some people do. And, you know, every once in a while, something will come up with a... criminal or just somebody is found in this weird position, you're like, you've been living this way the whole time?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I don't understand how people do it.
Living
yes.
off the grid?
Yes.
And for him, of course, doing something like that, that was nuts.
But it was a great show. But I think that's the type of stuff that I love is like, I'm so confined to my life, you know,
like
and
that.
Then you kind of get like you get taught up a little bit about how other people live.
I did not like it because it was too. I just don't like stuff like that. People know. By the second episode, at one, it got to be real weird. There was like did the Tiger King? He was gay with a guy who was really, really out there.
Yeah, like a lot younger too.
Yes,
and then he was. He also married another guy while he was married to that guy.
When he married the second guy, I'm not watching this
who
anymore.
Who accidentally shot himself? Playing with a gun.
Yes,
was caught on security camera. Weirdly enough,
I just saw a meme. Everybody laughed at me because I guess everybody had already seen it. It's let's talk about weird things. It's Howard Cosell in the 1970s. He's standing there with a microphone, and there on either shoulder is Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, and O.J. Simpson. And the meme is, the caption is from Howard Cosell, "I just returned from the future. You will not believe the shit that happens with these two." Didn't you find that funny?
That's hilarious.
I find that extremely funny. Yeah.
You know what's also funny? It's something kind of similar to that. You're familiar with Felicia Rashad from The Cosby Show?
Yes.
Did you know that O.J. and Bill Cosby were like groomsmen at her wedding when she got married to Ahmad Rashad?
Yeah. You know Ahmad Rashad?
I know Ahmad Rashad.
He was when I was a really little kid, he was a really good receiver for the Vikings and then became like
he turned into a big basketball analyst, weirdly enough.
Football first, then basketball. Yeah, he was both.
Because he
was
great friends with Michael Jordan.
Yes.
And only did exclusive interviews with Michael Jordan because they were cool friends.
Because Bob Costas would like kick it to Ahmad Rashad and Ahmad would always have Jordan because they were tight. And I guess obviously also with O.J. Simpson, who worked for NBC.
Yes.
And with and everybody else, with Bill Cosby.
Yeah. And Bill Cosby was in their wedding. I'm like,
man, look at the groom.
Two terrible choices.
Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson. But at the time.
Yeah, it was like, oh, this is star-studded.
These are great choices.
And now it's like the worst choices ever.
My God, you're right. I thought of you. This is NBA basketball related. Yeah. And I wonder if you'll agree with this. I heard somebody say the other day that the Warriors right now, the Golden State Warriors, should absolutely blow up that team and trade everybody on.
I agree.
And I think they should.
I think they should. You know, maybe keep. I think you got to try to keep Steph.
Well, that was the point that I thought so too. I was like, my God, he is. But in a business, you don't pay for past performance. You get out when the getting's good.
Yeah.
Like this guy was saying, this was on a sports radio show. He was like, they're not going to win it as constructed, and they can't get better paying the guy, Klay Thompson.
No.
So ship away Klay Thompson and go ahead and ship away Steph Curry because that's who you can really get something for.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
So get a ton of draft picks for Steph Curry and then rebuild it. You know, go ahead. Because you're not winning again.
You're
that's
right.
It.
No.
It's over.
And, you know, I think got some good years left, Steph and Klay. Maybe not Klay, but Steph.
Steph has a few good years left.
And for some reason, I feel like he would do good in Charlotte since it's kind of his hometown.
Yeah.
And kind of be a vet for that young team.
This guy was saying that Oklahoma City, and this is really inside NBA, has a ton of draft picks that they could trade to get Steph, and they have a really good young team who he'd be perfect for to be a leader for, and he could go win a ring somewhere else.
I wouldn't send him to OKC. If I was OKC, I wouldn't want him.
You wouldn't want him?
No.
Why?
That team is so young and cohesive right now.
You wouldn't want a leader?
No.
An older leader?
I think they're fine the way that they are.
Wow, you think
in a couple
of
years,
him?
They'll probably be champions.
Even without him?
Yeah, even without him.
Plus, they have a ton of picks, apparently, which I didn't realize.
Yeah.
But he was saying, go ahead and get a bunch of picks from whoever he was suggesting.
Well, I mean, you know, over time, they traded for Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
They traded for James Harden.
Yeah.
They traded for Kevin Durant.
Oh, they did.
They sent Paul George to L.A. Like they've traded a lot of talent away from that
Durant,
team.
Though. They drafted Durant, though.
And Westbrook and Harden.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So you're right. They've traded all those guys away.
Yeah. And
so
they're probably still reaping those benefits.
God, you're right. They have all that draft capital.
Yeah.
You watching the NFL draft this week?
I think I'm going to tune in a little bit.
Well, I'm a Broncos fan, so I'm really
What's y'all's pick? How are you looking?
Well, the Broncos are at pick number 12.
Okay.
And they need a quarterback desperately.
Yeah.
So they could mortgage everything in the future and trade up to get one of the top four guys, mostly J.J. McCarthy from Michigan.
Yeah.
Or they could trade back and likely get somebody like a Bo Nix out of Oregon.
Yeah.
Or they could stand pat and get Bo Nix. I'm not sure what they're going
to
do.
It's got a lot. There's a lot to do with the Broncos.
Oh my God! Yeah, they don't have a second round pick.
No,
it's exciting because I don't know what they're going to do. So I am going to watch it, and I'm staying up late to watch the thing, which I never do.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about it. And the draft, the NFL draft. My God, it has become like a huge event. They move it from city to city. It's in Detroit this year.
It's like a touring thing.
Yeah, it's incredible what they have done with that. Do you know what I almost wanted to do this? I love your top five idea of movies that are like guilty pleasures that are not considered good movies, but you like. I almost did. We were talking about O.J. a minute ago and Bill Cosby. You know, last week we touched on it after O.J.'s death, like people that have fallen farthest from their pedestal.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought about doing that. Maybe we can do that next week.
People who have fallen off the hardest.
Yeah, the hardest. And O.J. Ooh. Is right there at the top.
Okay, yeah.
And then Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby's
you
there too. Yeah.
And I thought those are some we could talk. And you mentioned Lance Armstrong last week too.
But I still think there's plenty to cover.
Too.
Yes.
Beyond that, the people that have fallen the farthest and hit with a thud. And I think that O.J., maybe O.J.
He may be the biggest. I don't know.
Well, but he was never convicted criminally, but his life was never the same.
But it led to such a terrible life afterwards.
Well, you know, I wonder if O.J., if you had asked him, did he have a terrible life? Because he was on the golf course all the time, and he was on Twitter.
I mean, it's not like he went broke, did he?
Well, he may have been broke. Yeah. He sure protected his money from the Goldmans.
For sure.
And he was able to be on the country club golf course all the time, apparently, you know, from what I saw.
But I wonder how much of that is, oh, I'm O.J.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. He was at a Bills playoff game a couple of years ago, too.
Really?
In Buffalo.
I didn't even know that.
It may not have been playoffs, but he showed himself on Twitter from the box at the Bills game. And you're like, geez, O.J. You know, I thought O.J., when he was found not guilty, I said to whoever was around at the time, I was like, you'll never see another word. I mean, he'll crawl in a hole and you'll never see him. Couldn't have been further from the truth.
No, he became a joke. Like,
oh, yeah. But he was out. Yeah. He was out writing books and on Twitter and all that stuff is ridiculous.
Isn't it wild how stuff like that becomes a joke?
Yes.
Like, you know what I was thinking about this earlier is at the end of the day with the O.J. Simpson situation, two people died.
Yes.
For no reason.
Oh, terrible.
And nobody talks about that.
Terrible.
It's a joke about O.J.
Oh, it becomes a joke.
But nobody talks about the two people who died for no reason.
Well, I have a few things to say about that. That's how it's interesting. I mean, there are two innocent victims who were butchered.
Yes.
And that's how, you know, that's how Jay Leno beat David Letterman. David Letterman at that time refused to do O.J. trial jokes because he said what you just said.
Yeah.
Jay Leno had the dancing Itos and all that stuff. And Letterman went from first place down to second or third and Leno passed him.
Wow.
And it never flipped. It never returned. Leno will always beat him after that because he was willing to do the O.J. jokes.
Yeah.
And people tuned in for it. And Letterman said there's nothing funny about two innocent people being butchered in a backyard, which
I get
is true.
That, but at the same time, I mean, obviously it didn't work out for him.
No, he lost. I mean, I mean, he had a good career, but he did lose to Leno after that. And secondly, like a few years ago, I mean, people started wearing like Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that documentary was really big?
Yeah.
And people would wear Jeffrey Dahmer masks and make jokes about that.
Yes.
Manson.
Yes.
I think that's really wrong.
Well, you know what's I dissected this statement. What's the statement? Tragedy plus time
equals
comedy.
Yes.
And it's so true.
It is. Yeah.
Even with stuff like 9/11.
I know.
People joke about 9/11 relentlessly.
And people say that's the way you cope with it, but I still think it's in bad taste.
It is. But that the O.J. thing, I was really thinking about that. At the core of it, two people died.
Yes.
And nobody talks about it in a serious manner.
No.
It's always like a joke.
I know.
And it's amazing to me how stuff like that happens.
At the end, this is how buried those two are, figuratively.
Yeah.
At the end of the Fox television show, American Crime Story, where it was all about, remember that? You watched it.
Yeah,
didn't
yeah, yeah.
Great, great.
Yeah.
Well, at the end, it's over, and it's all about the trial, the murders, and everything, and they show the real-life people. Now, that was a dramatic, not even a recreation, that was a show.
Yeah.
So somebody played O.J., Cuba Gooding Jr. played O.J. and all that. So at the end, they show, like, where are they now kind of stuff, and they have, you know, the prosecutor and the assistant, and everybody, they go through everybody, Cato Kalin, and the real-life person, and it gets at the end, it shows O.J. Simpson, and that was 6 or 7 years ago. It's like, what he's doing now?
Yeah.
So I turned to my wife, I was like, well, it's over. And then they show the two victims.
Yes.
Oh, well, I forgot about them. You know, you forget about them.
That's the main story.
You forget
here.
About
yes.
them. That's the main yes. story. I do think that is in, no matter how much time has passed, it really can be. But you can make jokes about Abraham Lincoln.
Of course.
It still was a tragedy.
Yeah,
you know,
people make jokes about the Holocaust.
God, I know.
All the time.
God, I know.
Yeah.
It's a,
and the worst tragedies become jokes over time.
It's hard for me to do, like, to dissect, like, what's right to joke about and what's wrong to joke about.
Yes.
Because so many examples are, okay, you joke about this, but not that. And it's like, you know, why?
But
you know?
I do appreciate, whether or not it's a good taste or not, I do appreciate the ability to try.
Agreed.
I think it's good
if you can do it well
to try.
There's that movie, golly, what's it called? The Big Sick. Have you seen that?
Yes, yeah.
And there's a joke about 9/11 in that I was rolling
great
on the floor.
Great joke, yes. I know exactly what joke
you're talking
about.
Phenomenal joke.
Yes.
I mean, it stops in your track, and it makes me pucker up, my butthole puckers. But was incredibly funny, yeah. and I hated it. And it doesn't. I don't think you can ever poke fun at like the victims, but
no,
you can poke fun
at
yourself or the situation.
It, yeah.
You know what's never joked about, and I don't think can ever be the one thing that can never be is school shootings. I don't believe you can make a Columbine joke or a Uvalde joke.
Yeah.
Even, or mass shootings, especially with kids involved.
Yes,
you
yes.
can't make it. There's no way to make those kind of things, or even attempt to make those kind of things into
that
humor.
Is interesting.
And
yes.
if you do that, if you were to do that, I think you'd be just run off the stage.
I think eventually you will be able to.
Even a school shooting.
Yeah. Man. Over time.
Man.
I think. Yeah. I mean,
that's
you know,
tough.
The first person who tries is going to be
skewered.
You know, struck down probably. But
I mean, how long a time has to pass?
Yeah.
Those are the most tragic things.
Columbine
are.
Was 25 years ago.
I know. I just saw the other day.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
They were talking
It was just
the other day.
Saturday was the 25th anniversary.
That was the 25th anniversary.
Wow.
They talked to some of the people who were in the school that day to what they saw, and now they're 43. You know, they're that old. They were 18. They were seniors at the high school, and they're now 43 years old.
Yeah.
Or, you know, in their early 40s if they were juniors or sophomores at that time. That's a long time.
That is a long time.
Yet it seems very recent to me, that particular time.
Because that was just something that never happened.
No, it had happened before, but not in a long time.
Yeah.
Like when I was growing up in the 80s and stuff, I remember it happened at McDonald's once, but that was enormous news. And then once it happened at Columbine, it started to happen so much more frequently.
Yeah.
It's just like, God. I mean, even when it happened at Columbine, I thought, well, this will be a one time in 20 years, but it wasn't.
That was so commonplace now.
Oh, God.
Which is unfortunate.
Well, school shootings still, of course, lead the news.
Yeah.
But there are shootings at a Walmart and four or five people die. It's at the end of the news. Terrible. It's a terrible state like that. We should do the top five to break it up.
Yes, we should. Kind of got a little
should
lighten serious.
It. We should
lighten
it. I loved your category here. I thought this was
guilty
good.
Pleasure movies.
Yeah, and at one point I argued against there even being a term guilty pleasure because you like what you like.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. I'm right
but
there with you.
But there are some.
But there
sure.
are some that you're like, I'm a grown man. I should not like these movies this much.
All right.
So
what are some of yours? I had a hard time putting them in any order.
Yeah, but these are five that I do watch on a regular basis, and I love them.
Yeah,
but it's
kind of
hard to explain.
Right.
Number five for me is Scooby-Doo the movie. The live-action Scooby-Doo movie.
Atrociously bad. It is so unbelievably
I love
bad.
It. I think it's actually a very good movie.
Bad.
Yeah.
My God,
the
I
one
saw
with
it once.
Freddie Prinze Jr.,
yeah.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
He's terrible. She's terrible.
Yeah.
Velma. Who's played Velma?
Linda
Somebody.
Cardellini.
Very attractive.
Yes, very true. Underrated.
Underrated
Linda Cardellini.
She's in... that great show that was only on for one season.
Freaks and Geeks.
Loved
yes.
It. You like
yes.
it?
Love Freaks and Geeks.
Well, it has many stars in it.
Yes, it does.
Seth Rogen.
James
Franco.
Jason Segel.
Great.
Yes.
And I liked the younger kids. They were great in that show.
They were.
Fantastic show.
But Scooby-Doo the movie, the live action one, I've seen it
man,
probably 1,000 times.
That's terrible.
I know.
That's terrible.
But I love it.
See, you're going to a different level. You know, I had to do this. I had a couple on my own. But then I had to go and say, well, what are considered guilty pleasures?
Uh-huh.
And the one I saw that I love is Top Gun, which is I love Top Gun. I don't consider that a guilty pleasure, do you?
I don't think so.
So
but
I put it on there because I couldn't really think of
yeah,
any. You know,
but I could see how it would be. I mean, because it's kind of memed out, the movie is.
Yeah.
Regardless of how good it is, it's people joke about it.
You seen it?
I never saw it.
You haven't seen Top
never
Gun?
Never saw that or Maverick. I never saw either of them.
You should see them both.
I know.
They're
I probably
so good.
Should.
I like Maverick better than Top Gun, but Top Gun is phenomenal.
Because you know, you saying, oh, I love Top Gun, people typically go, ugh.
Yeah. Like, So I looked at it and I was like, I don't think that really can be considered. But I put it on the list because it was on this. I went to a website and it's like, here are some guilty pleasure movies.
Sure.
The ones I'd seen. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
So I put Top Gun, but I don't know if this is a good example. And it's, by the way, phenomenal.
Maybe not. I don't know. Because. Yeah. People will say it's a bad movie, I'm sure.
They do. They do. They say it's no good. Yeah. Well, what's your
number four is 10 Things I Hate About You. It's a chick flick.
Did I see? I did see it.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah, I like
young Heath Ledger.
I think it's good.
And that's one of those ones. It's like an angsty 90s teenage film.
Yeah.
And I probably, as a man, shouldn't love it so much.
Yes.
But I love it.
I love the movie. It's set in Baltimore. It's like, he's just not that into you. Very similar. And have you seen it? It's got a lot of stars, and it's got Drew Barrymore's in it. It's got Bradley Cooper.
Isn't it like a bunch of different love stories?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I've heard of that.
There's a scene in it. Listen to this. Yeah. Wow. What would you do in this situation?
Yeah.
It's called He's Just Not That Into You. Bradley Cooper is cheating on his wife. He's married to the girl from Maverick. What's her name? She's really good. Anyway, she's very attractive. So he's married to her, but he's having an affair
with Jennifer Connelly.
Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah.
So he's married to Jennifer Connelly. He's having an affair with Sophia Coppola. Is that her name? No, I'm wrong.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. Uh-huh. You'll have to fill in the blanks. Yeah. I don't know anything. Sophia Coppola, no. He's having an affair with Scarlett Johansson, who's, yeah, God, just gorgeous, yeah, you know. So, yeah, so in the movie, Jennifer Connelly knows about it, and she's decided to forgive him. So in the meantime, at his office, this is Bradley Cooper, at his office, here comes Scarlett Johansson. She's dressed in this little nightie, and she wants to have sex with him, yeah, on the desk.
Yeah.
And so they're getting ready to go at it, and Jennifer Connelly shows up with like a picnic. And so he sends Scarlett Johansson to the closet, yeah, to hide. While she's in there, he winds up having sex with his wife on the desk, Jennifer Connelly. And when she leaves, Scarlett Johansson comes out and slaps him and said, "I'm never going to be with you again." But I thought, well, what do you expect him to do? His,
yeah,
wife,
exactly,
came, you know.
His,
what,
wife.
You, so they broke up, and then Jennifer Connelly sent him packing too. And so he lost both of them. But he's Bradley Cooper, so I'm sure he landed,
true,
on his feet.
I would have never cheated on Jennifer Connelly,
no,
in the first,
God,
place.
No, God, me neither. She's gorgeous.
No, I know Scarlett Johansson's good looking, but
she's gorgeous.
Jennifer Connelly is, I don't,
beautiful,
know, she's great. Yeah.
Beautiful. And she's, yeah, beautiful in Maverick, by,
yes,
the way. Even though
she's older, yeah.
She looks great. Yeah. Anyway, I'm off. My fourth was Ghost. I love it, love,
okay,
it, love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
People say it's not that good, but I think it's fantastic. My wife hates it.
That's one of those ones, whenever it's on television, I always watch it.
Great. Don't,
yeah,
you love
but
it?
You're right. It's not a great movie. But
no,
it's,
but I love it.
The scene where she goes to the bank to do the Oda, yeah, Mae Brown.
Yeah.
I love that scene.
It's a great scene.
Because when
she writes the wrong name.
When she writes the wrong name, like, how would you, she, yeah, handled that well. You, yeah, know what? I wrote the wrong name. Can I get another,
yeah,
one,
yeah,
please?
She won Best Supporting Actress, yeah, for that, which is ridiculous.
It is
but
ridiculous.
She,
yes,
won it, and,
yeah,
it was very strange.
Yeah.
But I love the movie. I think it's great. So I,
yeah,
put Ghost on there. And it was a huge hit, so that may,
yeah,
not be a guilty pleasure either, but I like it.
Number three for me is Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle.
Oh my God.
The second one. The second one.
Charlie's Angels.
I don't know if it's just because I have an affinity for Lucy Liu.
It's terrible.
I'm obsessed with Lucy,
yes,
Liu for some reason.
Terrible.
No, it's a terrible movie.
I can't believe you like
but
that.
I watch it all the time.
Can't believe you like that
it's an
movie.
It's an amazingly terrible movie.
Yeah,
yes,
it's really bad,
yeah,
and yet you
have
watch
you seen
it.
Any of the Charlie's Angels movies?
The first one.
The first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And part of the second, and
the second
I hated
one's
it.
So good, man.
My God, it's,
yeah,
terrible, but you like it.
I love it.
I put St. Elmo's Fire as number three.
Never
You've
saw
not
it.
Seen it. It's 80s. It's bad. But I love it. I do love it.
Is that one of the ones they tried to bring the Brat Pack together?
That's really one of the
first
just Brat
failed.
Pack. No, it was a success, and I think it's really good. I don't know, again, that people would call it a guilty pleasure,
yeah,
but it's very, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of the Brat Packers. It's got Rob Lowe, Ali Sheedy. It's got Emilio Estevez, Andrew McCarthy. I mean,
yeah,
they're just out of college, out of Georgetown, and trying to feel their way along.
Okay.
And it's
okay.
Great. I mean, I love it. It's got that great 80s feel to,
yeah,
it. It's got a great 80s soundtrack to it. You know, it's mine.
Okay.
It's just my heyday, so,
sure,
I loved it.
I got you.
So, but I don't know if it's even considered a guilty pleasure, but I do. I'll
I'm
say.
Sure somebody,
yes,
would consider,
yes,
it that.
Yes.
Number two for me is Little Miss Sunshine.
I love that movie.
I it's know.
It's a really good movie.
But,
yeah,
as a grown man,
you
saying
like
one
it.
Of your favorite movies is
Little Miss Sunshine
is kind of weird to say.
Yeah.
But I agree. I showed it to a buddy of mine who thought it was stupid. And
really?
Then he watched it. He's like, I was like, we should watch Little Miss Sunshine. He goes, I'm not watching that weird stuff.
Yeah.
Loved it. He's like,
yeah,
this is actually a really good movie.
Oh, it's great.
Yes.
Is it Alan Arkin?
Alan
He's
Arkin,
great.
Who that character is
great.
Amazing.
He just died recently.
He did die recently.
I hate that.
He was good.
Yeah,
he had a real bluntness about him that I really loved.
He's great in Argo. Did you like Argo?
No.
You didn't like Argo?
Terrible movie. Yes, that was a snooze fest, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Argo
I
was terrible.
I love Argo. Jeez. What a great... It won the best picture.
Yeah, for...
It won the best picture.
Yeah, that was a...
phenomenal
They
movie.
Just needed to give Ben Affleck something, I think.
Oh, my God. I loved
terrible.
It. I love... my second place is For Love of the Game with Kevin Costner. Have you seen it?
No.
It's
is
great.
That's baseball, right?
You might not like it because he's pitching a perfect game against the Yankees.
That's
yes.
probably why I didn't
but
like
I'm,
it.
Boy, it's really good. He is, but nobody likes it but me. He's on the mound pitching a perfect game. He's like 38. He's,
yeah.
He's about to go. He's had a so-so season, but he used to be a phenom.
Yeah.
And so he's had a so-so season. His career's about over. He's on the mound pitching a perfect game. He's just broken up, or they've just split, he and this girl. And while he's pitching the perfect game on the mound at Yankee Stadium, he's thinking back to how they met and all these. It goes through their relationship.
Okay,
so it's flashback,
yeah.
flashback, flashback. It's being narrated by Vin Scully. He's calling the game.
Oh, is that right?
And it's the last game of the season, or one of the last games of the season. Yankees need it to go to the playoffs. He's pitching, and it's excellent. I mean, it's a great baseball movie. It really is. And from what you'll like this, I read some trivia on it. all the players for the Yankees are like guys from their AAA farm
club.
Oh,
no way.
And they'll show a lot of times the stats on the big screen there at Yankee Stadium. And the stats are the same as Yankee players from that year. Like Bernie Williams' stats will be up there.
Oh, or, okay.
Yeah, or Mariano Rivera's stats will be up there, you know, from that year.
Who was the female lead?
Kelly Preston. She's died.
Oh, God. Yeah,
okay. John Travolta's wife.
Yeah.
And she's passed away. But good.
Okay.
I mean, I love it. You should try it and see what you think.
Okay.
It's a real chick flick, though.
I had a feeling.
Okay. I like it a lot.
It's about baseball, but it's also about
love. But it's more about their relationship. Yeah, it's good.
My number one, I doubt that you've seen it. Larry the Cable Guy Health Inspector.
I have not seen it.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I love this movie so much. I absolutely adore this movie. I don't know what it is. Yep. It's just, it doesn't take itself seriously, and it's so un-PC.
Larry the Cable Guy Health Inspector.
Yes.
I have not
He's a health inspector, and he dresses up in his tank top flannel.
Yeah.
And he's just a disgusting human being, but he's the foremost authority in health inspecting in the area. He drives around in a truck with a glove box full of moon pies.
So he has to be he's the health inspector.
And he tries to crack down a conspiracy to make a whole bunch of fancy restaurants lose their health inspection status.
I've not seen it. I'm sure it's an abomination.
If I was ever to recommend a movie to you...
It's Larry the Cable
Larry
Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy Health Inspector. And I'm being wholeheartedly serious about this. I absolutely adore this movie.
Let's have a legal blaze.
Bruce...
And go watch Larry the Cable Guy.
I would love nothing better than to do that with you.
My God. I'm not going to finish. I want to end with that. I don't want to give my number one. There's no way.
Yeah.
You know, I can't. That's it.
It's a cinematic classic.
You've done it. Okay.
I watch it all the time.
I think everybody in this audience should go and try Larry the Cable Guy Health Inspector and see.
And if you've seen it in the comments, back me up and let me know how great of a movie this is. Yes.
That's it for the week, then. That was tremendous. Yeah. That was a tremendous. We went from really serious school shooting type of stuff all the way to Larry the Cable Guy Health Inspector. That's how you do
it. But that's what you get with the square and the round.
The square and the round is what you get. You'll get it again next week.
That's right.
We'll drag it back in here again next week. See what we can do. Thank you very much for listening. Subscribe, download, tell your friends, all of that. The square and the round.